Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Eline Radio. It's your girl Oyenda, and I have with me
Sam. How you guys doing?
Hi guys, how you guys doing? Hope you guys had an amazing week. It's Friday and I'm super excited.
That's right.
I cannot wait to chill and rest for the weekend.
Yes.
Anyway, so guys, this week we're just gonna be brief, simple, straightforward, no stress. I'm just going to go right straight into it and just talk about what's trending on the online space.
Nice.
So, guys, honestly, I'm not even, like, I'm just, this week has been really, like, really, really crazy. I don't know if you guys have been watching the news. There are so many things happening in the world, especially in Nigeria, my home country. So, I don't know, it's just the bit of a touchy situation, especially with the flooding in Nigeria. It's really sad, honestly. I haven't seen anything like it in a very long time. There's widespread flooding, and this is caused by like extreme rainfall and the release of excess water from a dam in a neighboring country, Cameroon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, this has left like 1.4 million Nigerians displaced. People have died, like over 500 people have died. It's a lot of people have been injured, and so people have lost their lives, they've lost their families. Like I said, people have been displaced, homes, there's no water, there's no health care. It's just really sad. My prayers are really like up for like those experiencing this. Like, so far it's like 33 states, and I'm even scared because I obviously have family back home, and I really don't know the direction this is going to take. As of today, I heard there was like a, I wouldn't say state of emergency, but like people were getting notifications on their phones, just like an like alerts to alerts, notify yeah. them to, you know, you look for a safe place to stay. I'm like, these are people are in their homes. Where else could they possibly go that's safe? Because I mean, I don't think Nigeria is prepared for something like this. We don't have proper drainage systems. I don't know if we have much dams or anything like that. And I don't know if we have the right resources to handle this situation. And it's scaring me a lot.
Yeah, I agree totally. Because it's, I mean, seeing the news is actually very, 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 you know, touching, you know, because I can imagine a lot of people losing their lives. I mean, means of livelihood is just, it's really crazy, to be honest. Like, very, very crazy. Like, I mean, so, like, there was one video I saw, right? I think it's a two-story building, right? The ground floor has been totally covered, right? Like, I was like, it's just so crazy, you know? So, yeah, I mean, our prayers and
really
thoughts go out to the families and, you know, all those affected. You know, it's just, crazy times, man.
I really agree. Like I said, prayers up for Nigeria. Like I said, it's about right now counting. As of today, it's like 33 states that have been affected, and it's still going to spread. I don't know if you know Third Mainland Bridge, but like I've been seeing videos like trending about Third Mainland Bridge as well. Like the lagoon, like I'm seeing videos of people saying that it will soon start overflowing and the water is rising.
Wow.
So that is super
scary.
Third Mainland,
wow.
Yeah. So the water in Third Mainland is right, because there's no way the water is going to go, right? We don't have proper drainage systems in Nigeria. So the water from the previous rainfall and the previous flooding, it's still, there's nowhere for it to go. And so people with homes, people that had, you know, that had lives and everything, now they're displaced, they don't have homes, they're like on the street like beggars. I've never seen anything like it, and I don't know, it's just really sad. So guys, please put Nigeria in your prayers. We need a lot of prayers at this point.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, and I do agree, man. Thoughts and prayers goes out to the, you know, families and individuals affected, you know, currently. Yeah, thanks, Wayne, for the news. I think, oh yeah, so from my end, what I have is about the controversial hip hop rapper Kanye West. I don't know. It's in the news, I mean, lately, about his comments, his remarks, you know, anti-Semitic remarks, you know, it's been crazy. So, I just saw in the news that he has lost 1.5 billion, you know, just in a matter of weeks, and he's no longer a billionaire.
Yeah, I also saw that, that he's according to Forbes, I think, they say he's down with like $400 million, and he's lost like a lot of endorsement deals, like a lot of partnerships.
Exactly.
Like people like Skechers, like he, I think he went to Skechers today and they threw him out. Like no one wants to have any business to do with him, even Adidas and Gap. So I don't know. Kanye West has been like in the news for a while now, negatively. Like he's been doing a lot of, you know, silly things, I would say crazy things. I think he it's time for him to, you know, calm down and then get checked and take care of himself.
Yeah. So personally, I mean, he's one guy that I do respect. Like, I mean, is if you listen to hip hop, like you know this guy is like is a legend. Yeah. So but he has come out openly to say he's battling with mental health. So I wonder why some of the news outlets or these media agencies will let him then, you know, speak and, you know, because really, I don't know why he would. He has made several comments, you know, when he about George Floyd, you know, when he put on the White Lives Matter shirt, you know. So he has made several comments even before the anti-Semitic comment, right? So it's, it's just very crazy. And yeah, as you rightly pointed out, Gap has ended his the Yeezy Gap line, right? Even Adidas. So initially, Adidas was the last brand, you know, to cut him off, because on Twitter it was trending, you know, like a lot of people were like, what was the hashtag again? I can't even remember. Like, boycott Adidas. Yeah, I think that was the hashtag, you know. So, because he made a statement, so, you know, when these brands were dropping him, he made a statement that he dared Adidas to drop him, you know. Like, I was like,
oh my God,
like, why would you? He's still dared Adidas, you know, like, they should, he dared them to drop him. So, eventually, Adidas also then released the statement, you know. They were the last ones to then, you know, release the statement. And at some point, even before now, he had accused the company Adidas, you know, of ripping off its designs, and, you know, and he tried to intimidate the executives by showing them pornography.
I don't know. He has been just really acting unstable.
Like he's just
really
so
unstable. Like, you know, lately, he's been all over the news for negative things only.
Yeah,
so, I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, he actually hired the lawyer way up to Johnny Depp, you know, with his defamation lawsuit. And the
I can assure you, he's probably gonna fire the lawyer.
But
he has a reputation of firing lawyers.
She already let him go. She let him go already less than a week, you know, because he refused to retract his anti-Semitic comments. You know, she let him go already. You know, so like everyone is just, and I just don't know why, like. It's just one of those things where an individual you really, you know, idolize and adore, you know, then comes out to then just do crazy things and you then wonder. So for me personally, I just think he needs to get help, because I just believe it's mental health issues, right? Because really he has come out to say he's, you know, suffering from mental health issues. So I do not, you know, I just believe they shouldn't just allow him to speak publicly or anything like that. It's just very unfortunate, you know, making such comments. But right now, yeah, he has lost about $1.5 billion and is no longer a billionaire. So, yeah, that's
it. Pretty sad. It's really sad how someone could lose value within...
Yeah, I know, right? Because most of those
seconds
were from the deals with these different brands that he had, you know. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for him. I really, like, also prayers up for him. I really hope he gets, you know, all the...
help he needs
and everything like that. So I wish him all the very best, and I hope he's able to come out of this, because it's really bad at the moment.
I agree. It's just so crazy, man. Just so crazy.
All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoy this as much as we did. It's just that this week is just like I said, there's been negative news everywhere, and we're just trying to we're just a bit sober this week. Prayers up for, you know, Nigeria and Kanye West. So sit down, like, you just take a chill pill. Don't go anywhere, because when I come back, we're going to be talking about something interesting. Stay tuned.
Welcome to your one-stop destination for everything entertainment. ALN Radio is about to smash all streaming platforms. Tune in 6 p.m. every Friday. You don't want to miss this.
Hey guys, welcome back to the next segment of the show. where we talk about getting candid. Our topic for the day. Onye, are you ready?
I am, as long as
you are. Ready for today's topic? Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's
so
go.
Today's topic, guys, is does people pleasing pay off? Again, does people pleasing pay off? What do you think, Onye?
Well, does people pleasing pay off? Okay, guys, for those of you that don't know who a people pleaser is, a people pleaser is someone who has like a strong urge to always please others at their own expense, right? It's like going out of your way to do things, even if those things are not favorable to you, just inconveniencing yourself to get things done on behalf of others, you know? So that's who a people pleaser is. Now, does people pleasing pay off? If you ask me, I'll say no. And the reason is because there are so many downsides to it. There are so many downsides to people pleasing. First off, you have the person will have the problem of not being able to say no. There are no boundaries set. There are no limits. They're like you're taking so much responsibilities that it starts to affect it starts to give you stress. You're tired, you know, you neglect the things that are most important in your life. Even as a person, like, you don't have time for self-care, or, you know, things that has to do with the person per se, the person doesn't have time for more important things. It could also lead to inferiority complex. There could be loss of identity. So many things that people pleasing can cause. I don't think people pleasing ever pays off, because at the end of the day, it's advisable to be yourself, right? And let people know what you stand for, because at some point you get exhausted, because it's just not, if it's not you, then it's not you. You get exhausted. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think the general idea to be nice to people is not bad, right? But where people pleasing then gets a bit odd is when you find it hard to say no, right? I think sometimes you just need to draw the line, you know. So it's okay to not seem or come out as offensive. It's okay, because in some cases some people are just like, instead of making a fuss about something, instead of getting into an argument or anything, they just like let it slide, even though they are not comfortable with that arrangement or that remark or whatever, you know. So they just let it slide. Yeah, so I do get that. Well, I mean, sometimes you can avoid being confrontational and all that, but I think sometimes it's very essential. For example, you find that some people may then take you for granted, right? You know, and which I don't think is nice. Right, so that, which is why I think it's important that sometimes you draw the line. You know, it's okay not to be confrontational. It's okay to because
just be yourself rather than try so hard to please others, and you know, that allows brings about disrespect or you have to get to do things that you're not comfortable doing.
I think sometimes it's not for the sake of peace, for the sake of so the point I'm making is, if you allow someone to have their way at your expense, right, is not terrible in all scenarios, right? So I wouldn't say, sometimes there's nothing wrong in allowing someone to have their way at your own expense, right? Like, sometimes you can also, for example, if you say you come see me or something, and maybe so there's something I'm not comfortable with, you know, maybe in my house, right? And you're doing it, but I may entertain you for a while, right? So not because maybe you're new to me or you're a visitor or something, but sometimes you can just let it slide, even though you're not entirely comfortable with that arrangement, even though that's not how you do it personally, right? You may just let it slide, right? But I think when such scenarios are then being taken for granted, right? Then I don't think I think at some point you need to draw the line.
Would you say that's a good example for people pleasing per se?
Because one of the key feature of being a people pleaser is, you know, finding out to say no, right? You just you know, you don't want to be offensive, you don't want to say no, you know. So and yes, some cases may, you may have such cases where, okay, ideally, you know, you should like say no.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just let those things just slide, and you know, you don't want to. So basically, it's just you not being confrontational, you not wanting to, you just want to make the person happy, even at your own expense, right? Okay. So making the person happy at your own expense, right? You're just trying to please that person, right? So in that case, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like 100 times, right? Would I say you should do that? No, but I mean, I don't think every time you do that, right? I don't think if you were to do it once or twice, mm-hmm. you know, it's entirely bad. Do you get what I mean? So I think I think it depends on the issue at hand, right? I mean, you know, it depends on what you're dealing with, you know. But because really, sometimes there are a lot of times where people just, and you may not know, right? Some people may just let some things slide, not because they actually want that thing, or not because that's how they would do that thing, but it's just to maybe out of, and sometimes maybe born out of respect, right? They just mm-hmm. don't want to, like, you know, and they just like, let it slide. There's no need going into this conversation, you know, let's just let it be, right? And mm-hmm. you know, even though it's inconvenient for you, do you get what I mean? It may be mm-hmm. inconvenient for you. You get, so you may just let it be, but I think at some point you need to draw the line, otherwise it will then get abused, you know. So which is why I think, yeah, at some point you should draw the line. But I mean, if it's done a couple of times, I don't think it's I think it's I just believe sometimes there's a lot of hate, there's a lot of anger in the world. I think a bit of love, a bit of compassion sometimes, you know, is nice. So which is why mm-hmm. I would say, you know, sometimes you can let it slide, right? But not every time, because for sure it will get abused. That privilege will get abused. So I think at some point you should, you know, stand your ground and let them know this is what you want, you know. But
okay.
But once in maybe 100 cases or 50 cases, I don't think you can let that slide, you know. So but in okay. general, I do not see the major benefit from it, because people would take it for granted. Mm-hmm. Secondly, not everyone likes someone that can be firm in decision making, you know. Like sometimes you need to be firm. Like people need to know that, like, you can stand your ground. So if mm-hmm. I just general people pleaser, I don't think it's a good feature, right? So
yeah, I agree.
Basically what I'm saying is, kindness, you know, it's a good thing to have, right? But not when it's then like to the point of people pleasing, where you know you then do it every time, even though you are inconveniencing yourself, even though it's at your expense. I don't think that's wise.
All right, Sam, thank you for that, guys. I hope you enjoyed that. Now what I'm just going to touch on quickly is how mm-hmm. to stop people pleasing. So what I would suggest is, first and foremost, set boundaries, right? Like, set boundaries, stand your ground, be firm, know when to say no. If you're being asked to do something, or, you know, like a favor or a request from someone, rather than just quickly give an answer, if you know you need time to find out if it's convenient for you or if you're going to be able to accommodate that request, why don't you just tell the person to give you time?
Mm.
So you can just, you know, stall the whole process. Just tell the person to give you some time, and that you'll get back to them. I think that's a more, you know, polite way of, you know, handling things, or more with that, like, that way you're able to check your schedule. If it's something you can accommodate, if it's not going to be convenient for you, you could just reach back to the person and say, I apologize, I'm not able to, you know, accommodate this request, or I won't be able to do this for you because I have so scheduled for this time, or unfortunately I won't just be, or if it's something you're not comfortable with, you can just, you know, open up and just tell the person, I'm sorry, I'm not able to do this thing for you. So bottom line, you know, stalling, I would say, is a good thing, or taking time to, you know, check your schedule, and then also, you know, set boundaries. Know when to say no and when to, you know, say yes. Also, if you try to say, like, if you think no is difficult or it's going to be difficult for you to say, maybe you should just look in the mirror and rehearse. No, I can't. I don't know. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Just try to, I don't know. But also, yeah, those are the things I would basically say you should look out for to stop people pleasing. Those are like the major things I would say you should look out for. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's family, friends, co-workers, please set clear boundaries so that nobody, I mean, let people know what you stand for so that people don't take you as a person for granted. You have to recognize when it's happening. One word I always use every time is being intentional, right? So you have to be intentional. Like, you have to make up your mind to say, you know what? I'm no longer doing this anymore. I'm no longer in the business of people pleasing. Like, be intentional. Be cautious enough to know when someone is, when that thing is being triggered to please, even when not necessary. So be cautious to know when to, you know, relax and not people please.
Yeah. So sometimes I think sometimes it's also as a result of lack of self-confidence, you know, because, so for example, take an example, like in a relationship, right? You know, sometimes you may, if one party feels, right, they feel, I mean, being in the relationship with the other person, right, is more like a privilege, right? Then they may, you know, they tend to then accept every flaw. Sometimes even go to the point of apologizing, right, for things they didn't even do. Do you get what I mean? So sometimes I think one of the other things to also do, right, to get out of that habit is to be self-confident, right? And I mean, this can be built in several ways, right? But I just think you need to build that confidence, you know, believe in yourself. It starts from that, right? Because sometimes if you feel or you see yourself as inferior to others, right, there's a tendency for you to then act in that way, you know, just to take everything that's shoved at you, you know, and you know, not say nothing in return, you know. So I think it's very essential for people to just develop themselves to that point where, I mean, they can stand their ground and say if they're not happy with anything, you know, because usually you find that when people lack that confidence, or they believe or they have that inferiority complex, so they then tend to act in that way and just you know just take anything, especially it could be in groups and cliques, in, you know, like in a caucus, you know, there's just one person you find, you know, that just takes everything that everyone throws at him or her, you know. So it's so I think confidence plays a huge role, right, in overcoming people pleasing. So I think it's very important for people to, you know, so if it's looking good, if it's I mean, whatever gives you that confidence, you know, looking good, just develop yourself, work on yourself, you know, to be a better version of yourself, and then, you know, build that confidence and, you know, say no to their faces, man. Say no.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's a pretty brief and short episode. I mean, this is just straight to the point. We're just trying to say that at the end of the day, in conclusion, at the end of the day, does it really pay off? I don't really think so. Is that what you're concluding, Sam? It doesn't really pay off at the end?
Well, it doesn't really pay off, actually. I think ultimately, it's for me, and this is my own personal stance on it, because ultimately, I don't think I would put so much trust in someone who I don't believe. Like, I love people to... I love when people are very straightforward, right? Like, with me, like, I think it's one, be straightforward. Like, there's nothing like, yeah, let's have it. You know, that's my type of person. You know, like, let's have it. You know, so I don't generally trust people where that they just take everything. So like, I think it's quite, you know, so personally, I would not say it pays off, you know. So even in every sphere of life, I mean, professional, like your regular life, your family, I think it's important, you know, to like stand your ground in some cases, you know. So again, not being violent, not being, you know, rebellious or anything, but I think it's important, you know, for people to, you know, stand their ground. So ultimately, I would not say it does pay off, you know, so I wouldn't say so.
Yes, guys. So at the end of the day, people pleasing doesn't pay off. So please set your boundaries, know your limits, know your capabilities, know what you can take. Let people know what you stand for. Just keep on being you. Don't change like for anyone else. As long as it's in a positive light, just keep on being yourself. So that having said that, it's your girl Oyenda. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, and I'm signing out.
Yeah, and guys, please remember to let us know what your thoughts are. What do you think about people pleasing? Is it a concept you're familiar with? Let us know what your thoughts. Do you think it does pay off? Do you think it does not? Why do you think so? Remember, you can reach out to us and get involved on Instagram, guys, at Alan Radio, ELANRADIO. Keep your comments coming, guys, and we'll always acknowledge your messages. Or you could send us an email at helloalanradio@yahoo.com. That's HELLOELANRADIO. Send us an email, send us a DM, you know, send us a comment on our page. We'll always acknowledge your messages. So please let us know what your thoughts are about people pleasing. Were you at some point in your life a people pleaser? How did you move from that phase to your current phase? What do you think are your suggestions for those that currently fall into that category? Let us know, guys. Let us keep this conversation going. I'm still your number one host, Sam. Thank you. And I'm signing out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless might snatch your necklace, and next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harass and arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scrippers.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out, God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.